Life podcast. We truly hope you'll be inspired and challenged today. Now, let's dive into this message with the family at Pleasant Ridge.
So for those of you that just joining with us here this morning, we have been working our way through many places where God's Word tells us precisely, exactly, and says, this is the will of God. I mean, that's usually some questions that we sometimes have in life. What is God's will for my life? What should I be doing? Where should I be going? Things like that. And over the past 3 months, we've kind of gone through every single place in God's Word where it specifically tells us this is God's will. I kind of gave you a summary of those things there in your handout. But these are what we would call the revealed will of God. So it's not hidden. God openly declares it and tells us precisely and exactly what He wants us to know. But what about the things that we don't know? What about the questions that we have? If you're a young person and maybe you're looking, you know, getting to that age, wanting to get married, and you're going, well, whom should I marry? Right? Or maybe, where should I choose a job? Or where should I move? Which house should I buy? Which car should I buy? You know, large financial decisions. How do we determine what God's will is for our life? Is it a roll of the dice? Is it a eeny, meeny, miny, mo? No, God's Word tells us and gives us some clear instruction how we can determine what His will is for our life if we follow the biblical principles that are laid out in Scripture. And so this is what we would call the hidden will of God, because it's not openly declared. And so in a way, we kind of got to dig a little way through Scripture and find these principles that help us make a wise decision and a wise choice. And so this morning, this is kind of going to kind of sum up a little bit of all that we've been going through. I wanted to spend a little time and give you some principles that you could follow that will help you make good decisions in determining what God's will is for your life in areas that are not revealed in Scripture. So this is what I want you to take away with you today. I can determine God's will by following what God's Word teaches. I can determine God's will by following what God's Word teaches. So let's take note of a few things here. First of all, number one, establish biblical priorities. If we are going to determine what God's hidden will is for our life, whom I'm going to marry, what kind of car to buy, where I'm going to work, what house should I buy, things like that, I need to, first of all, establish biblical priorities. Matthew 6:33, Jesus says it this way, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." So according to this verse, our top goal is to be seeking God's kingdom. That's it. That's what Jesus pretty much sums up of our life, what we should be doing in life. Seek first the kingdom of God. Don't seek first your opinion. Don't seek first what you feel. But seek first the kingdom of God. So what does it mean to seek God's kingdom? What does that mean? Well, another way of saying this is that we are living for God's glory, first of all. Is that not what we should be doing? It's what Paul told us in 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether you're eating or whether you're drinking, do all to the glory of God. So all of our life, Scripture tells us, should be for the glory of God. If we know Christ as our Savior, that should be our motive. That should be our drive. That's what we should be seeking after in life, is doing all for the glory of God. And so if I'm going to try to figure out what God's will is for my life in areas where it's not revealed in Scripture, The very first thing that I must do is have biblical priorities. Am I seeking God's kingdom? Is His kingdom my first priority? Am I living for God's glory? And so as we consider the possibilities for a decision, we need to analyze whether our motivation for this decision is God's glory or for our own. Which one are we going to choose? Is the decision I'm going to make, is it for God's glory or is it for my own? If I can honestly say that I am seeking God's glory, then I am on the right path then to making a very wise decision in determining what God's will is for my life in that certain situation. One of the things we have to remember is, look what Jesus says again, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We do have a lot of priorities in life. Think about it. You have priorities to family, if you're married, right? You may have priorities in your job. We even have priorities in the government, right? Things that we do, people that we answer to. But Jesus is trying to help us to see our very first priority is Him and Him alone. He should have the first priority in life. And so Jesus Christ, what Jesus is trying to teach us here is that Jesus Christ has first claim on the life of every Christian. Paul tells us this very plainly. He says, you are bought with a price. Therefore, you are not your own. Glorify God, right? So Jesus has the very first priority in our life. He has the first claim on our life. Often we make plans for our life and then we ask God to bless it. Have you ever been there? It's kind of like the thing of, well, it's better to do it first and ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission, right? We need to understand that we need to seek God's kingdom first because He has the first claim, first priority on our life, and not later to ask God to bless it when we never seek His counsel or His wisdom. And so we need to consider scriptural possibilities when we make our plans. For those that are in here that, you know, you're young, not married yet, okay, so everybody that is not married, look up at me. Okay, good. Think about this, right? You get older, you're going to start making some decisions in life that is going to affect you, right? Whom you're going to marry, what you're going to do in life. It is so important that you keep Christ the center of your life and you make the decisions based not upon what you feel, but based upon the priority of, does Jesus Christ have the first priority in my life? Am I going to make this decision to please Him and Him alone? It's so important. Okay? So we need to make that establishing biblical priorities in our life. Perhaps you're trying to determine a certain situation, maybe a large financial situation, life decision. You need to consider this first principle. Does Jesus Christ have the first claim on my life? And you need to filter everything through that decision, seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek that first, okay? Let's look at a second thing if we're going to determine the will of God. Secondly, exercise Bible principles. Now, these things are pretty general. They're pretty easy to kind of figure out. But I think all of these things are very helpful for us in making a good decision in determining what God's will is for our life. So first of all, pray. You say, well, that's pretty obvious, right? Pray. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. It says if we're seeking to make a wise decision, it says that we should pray for what? Wisdom. We need it. We need wisdom to make a good decision, especially when it comes to determining what God's will is for our life. And that's really what we are asking for when we seek God's will. James tells us that if we lack wisdom, we should ask for it. Pray fervently about the decision. It's not a, like, okay, I prayed one time, right? All right, I'm good. No, you need to pray, ask God for wisdom and making a good decision. Now, it's interesting. If you look at that text in James chapter 1, verse 5 through 8, notice what James does not say that we should be praying for. He does not say we are to pray for peace. He does not say that we are to pray for little hairs on the back of our neck to stand up. He does not say that we are to pray about having a good feeling in our heart. He says we are to pray for wisdom. And that's so important. Sometimes we can use subjective means in determining God's will. Well, I just had that feeling in my heart or whatever it may be. Did you know if you talk to a Mormon, they will say that they know that the Book of Mormon is true because they have a burning feeling in their hearts? Well, that's subjective. We can't say that that's true, right? Where do we get truth from? All truth comes from God. It comes from His Word. And God's Word tells us that we need to pray for wisdom in determining things. And so pray fervently about your decision. We're praying for God. We're praying to God that He will give you wisdom to make the right choice. Secondly, get advice. Let's look at a few of these Proverbs here. Let's turn over to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 11. Listen to what Solomon writes here. Proverbs chapter 11 about getting advice. Proverbs 11 verse 14, he says this, where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. And so if we're going to make a wise decision, a good decision, trying to determine what God's will is, we need advice. We need to ask people, hey, what about this? Talk to people, right? Get the advice of others. Look at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. It tells us this. He says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. How about Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20? He says, listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future. So maybe you're a young person, you're asking, hey, maybe I wonder if I should do this, I wonder if I should do that. Well, God has placed certain people in your life to give you counsel, to give you advice. They're called your parents, right? And you say, Mom, Dad, is this a good decision? And they might say, no, that's a terrible decision. Don't do it, right? Yes, heed the advice of your parents, right? What they're telling you, it's very important. And well, what if we're out of the house? What if we're older? Well, seek out the counsel and advice of another good, godly, wise Christian. Talk to them. Give them the details. Say, hey, I'm trying to make a good decision here. Get advice. Scripture tells us that we can do that. So get some advice. I would also say, though, be careful in seeking someone's advice that will just tell you what you want to hear. Sometimes there's a lot of those people that sometimes are in our life, or sometimes we'll go to certain people that know that they won't challenge us because they'll know they'll kind of side with us. But get advice of other people, and that will help us see the situation from a different perspective sometimes, and it'll help us make a good decision. So get advice. Thirdly, gather information. Let's flip over to Luke chapter 14. It's another principle that we find. Luke chapter 14. Jesus here in Luke 14, verses 28 through 33, talks about the importance of the cost of what it is to actually follow Him, to the cost of being a disciple, following Jesus. Now listen to the principle that Jesus gives here. Okay? This is Luke 14, verses 28 through 33. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish it, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going out to encounter another king in war will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all the things he has cannot be my disciple. And again, Jesus is talking about the importance of counting the cost of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. You got to consider the cost, taking up your cross, following him. There's a cost in following Jesus. But there's a biblical principle behind this that will help us determine what God's will is, and that is gathering information. So if I'm going to make this certain decision, maybe it's buying a different car, maybe it's getting a different house, right? I'm going to have to gather information. Maybe I need to find out what is the total cost going to be. Maybe I need to determine, am I going to actually be able to make the payments on something like this? Do I have a car for trade-in? What's the trade-in value going to be? Right? You're going to gather all the information that you can. You're not just going to go in there and just make a decision off, you know, not gathering any information, because if you do that, Jesus says, by doing that, sometimes you make poor decisions. And you're not counting the cost. You're laying the foundation, but then you can't finish it. So we have to gather all the information we can. Research your decision. Listen to what others talk about, what they're saying, right? Dig into all the information that you can and try to make a good decision and by gathering in the information that you need. And so this passage teaches us the principle of counting the cost for decisions we make. Another example of gathering information that we find in Scripture is where God commands Joshua, right? They go into the land there to spy out the land. Now, God already knew. God didn't need a report. God already knew everything. But he was telling them for their own benefit, saying, hey, gather all the information that you can out of the land, right? Because you're going to have to go up against these guys. You need to know what is up ahead of you. And so they gathered all the information to make the right decisions in all of that. Let's look at another principle here. Make a decision. So after we've prayed for wisdom, we're praying fervently, we're getting advice, we're gathering all the information, finally, we just now need to make a decision. Now here out of 2 Timothy 1:7, it tells us this, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control. Now in the context of what he's talking about here, Paul is talking to Timothy, and he's encouraging Timothy and saying, Timothy, look, I know what God has been doing in your life, how God has blessed you, and how God has called you into the ministry and all the gift that's been laid on you. And he says, I want you to follow God wholeheartedly, and I want you to serve God wholeheartedly. And he tells him this, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Usually, what ends up happening is after we've prayed, after we've gathered information, after we talk to others, and it comes time now to make the decision, we get, oh man, I don't know if I can make that decision or not, right? We get cold feet. We're not really sure if that's what we should do. But Scripture tells us here that God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. And I believe wholeheartedly that if we follow the biblical principles, biblical guidelines of what Scripture tells us to do, we can make a good, God-honoring decision without fear. And we can trust Him knowing that we've done everything that we should be doing. God expects us to exercise our sanctified wisdom in making decisions. He expects us to use our brains. He expects us to use everything that he's given us in his word to make good decisions. And so if we follow biblical principles, we may need some time to think about it. Always be leery of people trying to pressure you into making decisions, you know, really, really quick. Sometimes that's a scam, right? You got to watch out for that. But take the time, right? Research, spend some time, make a good decision. Because you don't want to get rushed into things and making a bad decision. And so maybe you may need some time to meditate on what you're going to do. Look over the information, praying about it. But then when you're ready, make the decision and go forward in all of that. Thirdly, let me give you some questions to ask to kind of clarify your decision. Okay? First of all, am I being hasty in my decision? Again, if you're being hasty in it, it's probably not a good decision. If it's one of these, like, you better do it now. You know, I remember when my wife and I, when we first started looking, I think we lived in an apartment for like, how was that? I think we lived in an apartment for 4 years, yeah. And we were saving up our money to put down on a house. And then it came time for us to like start looking into buying a house. And, you know, you don't know anybody. You're calling up a realtor here, there, whatever. And you start looking at a house, and then this realtor is telling you things like, oh, well, I've had 30 other people come through this house. You better get on this right away, you know, because we're young, we're stupid, right? We don't know what we're doing. But, yeah, don't be hasty, right? Don't be hasty in making decisions. So don't do that. Secondly, am I becoming a partner with the unsaved? 2 Corinthians tells us, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. So is this decision going to cause me to become partner with the unsaved, right? You might get into some really bad business dealings, right? Got to make some wise decisions. Thirdly, will this decision allow me to fulfill my biblical priorities? What are your biblical priorities? Well, if you're married, husbands, God has called you to love your wives, lead your wives, train your children, right? So if I'm not, is this decision going to pull me away from that? Am I not going to be able to fulfill what God has called me to do? Then it's probably not a good decision. Okay? So we need to make good decisions and should be fulfilling biblical priorities. Fourthly, what areas of my life does this decision affect? How's it going to affect my marriage? How's it going to affect my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my husband? How will this decision affect my children's relationship? If you're a child, well, will this decision affect my relationship with my parents? Right? So what areas of my life does this decision affect? Does this decision violate any biblical principles? So maybe you're thinking, well, I believe God wants me to do this, but yet if you look in Scripture, it violates Scripture. Guess what? God does not want you to do it, okay? Always follow what Scripture teaches. Does this decision require me to disobey God's word? If it's requiring me to disobey God's word, then it's not God's will, and I need to know that. Does this decision enhance my ability to serve the Lord? I believe that God plants us places for certain reasons, for certain purposes. So if he's planted you in a certain place for a certain reason, for a certain time, that's where God has placed you, right? And if God so opens up doors where you can move, right? And God is using those situations, right? Is it going to help you serve the Lord better, right? Well, hey, those are some great things to consider and to think about. So these are questions to ask for clarification. Lastly, what have the authorities in my life said about this decision? So maybe you're seeking out counsel from others, and they say, don't do it. That's a bad decision. Don't do it. But you don't know how good of a... Don't do it. Oh, but don't you know... Don't do it, right? What are the authorities in my life say about this decision? If they say, man, that sounds like a great, great decision, great idea, I think that that's a great decision. You know, you can take all of that into to counsel and all of that, okay? So these are just some things hopefully helpful to you that can help you determine what God's hidden will is in certain situations. Of course, not everybody's situation is the same, but usually it all boils down to, am I seeking God's kingdom first? in that. Okay. Next week, we are going to have a panel discussion. So me and the other two elders will answer any questions as it concerning God's will. Gave you kind of a summary of everything that we covered last 3 months about what God's revealed will is. So maybe you had some questions about some of those things. Or maybe there's a certain situation or decision that you're kind of considering right now. This would be a great opportunity to kind of maybe talk through some of those things. So that'll be next week. Well, let's pray together. Okay?
If you're interested in more information about our church or knowing the peace that Jesus gives, visit our website at lifeattheridge.church.